Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What's going on?
Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, are you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my extra buff buddy, Mojo Mutsadi. Mojo, we're going to start with former NFL superstar Terrell Suggs. I mean, guy was one of the best players in the league, a two-time Super Bowl champion. But on Tuesday, he was arrested, Mojo, for assault after allegedly pulling a handgun on another man in a Starbucks drive-thru. This is a crazy story. So let's get into this here. And it is very much a he said, he said. Some things are agreed on, though. So let's start with what everyone can agree on, Mojo. It was March 10th, so it was almost exactly a month ago, where Terrell Suggs in the Phoenix area, of course, he went to Arizona State. So it's a place that he spends a lot of time. Anyway, wanted to get a cup of coffee. Mojo was in line. Now, he was in his car and he was ordering at the drive-thru window. He had driven too far forward by accident. So he was trying to back up so he could access the drive-thru window, Mojo. Well, the car behind Suggs believed that he had actually bumped into him, that they had crashed. A little minor fender bender, obviously, but nonetheless, that there was contact. So both guys start arguing with each other, Mojo. Both men get out of the car, and there is a very intense argument, albeit nothing physical, just verbal at this point. Now, this guy, the other guy, the alleged victim, ultimately ended up going to police. So we know what he claims Suggs said, and he says that Suggs literally threatened to kill him. He said, and this is an alleged quote, "I'll kill your bitch ass," along with some other, we'll call them fighting words, Mojo. So at that point, at least, cooler heads prevailed, and Suggs and this man get into their respective cars. But it's then, Mojo, when this really turns into a bad situation, because the alleged victim claims that Terrell Suggs then grabbed a handgun, which he had inside his car, and flashed it, brandished it. Now, he is not accused of pointing the weapon, and that's important because that makes that even worse. Brandished the gun, allegedly, before driving off. This guy, the alleged victim, had dash camera video. He ends up going to police. He files a police report, Mojo. The police do the investigation. They look at the dash camera footage. And again, on Tuesday, they arrest him for assault and for disorderly conduct. Suggs, who did tremendously well money-wise, ends up posting bond, and he is now released. But these are obviously very serious charges when you're talking about anything involving a gun. Now, we will read a statement in a minute here, Mojo, from Suggs. But I will say before we hear from you, Mojo, Suggs is claiming that this was self-defense, that he was simply trying to get something from the restaurant, that this guy was very aggressive with him, and that he, Terrell Suggs, actually felt concerned for his safety. And while he doesn't admit to pulling out the gun, he is clearly saying that he felt like he was in danger.
Man, well, hindsight's always 20/20, right, Babcock?
But always. I
mean, we're outside in a drive-thru in our automobiles. The easiest thing probably would have been to just drive away and leave, right? It's a way safer situation than if you had been inside of the Starbucks and a little bit more confined in there. This is nuts. Hearing Terrell Suggs counter, it makes the situation a little bit better for him if it was true. I mean, look, if I'm out there and the other guy had been threatening my life, well, first of all, I probably would have just left. That would have been the best move, but I mean, I don't know. In his defense, I guess there's a little bit more of a leg to stand on if that is why he went and got his gun, if he thought the other guy was about to do the same. But this is just this is a mistake. This can't happen, right? I mean,
yeah,
a little fender bender. Yeah, it's frustrating. It's a pain in the butt. Maybe you have to call the police. It cancels out your afternoon and your evening, but there's no serious injury. I mean, you know, I know Suggs can afford this if it was his fault. The other guy, you know, it probably wouldn't have been that expensive either way, so it really doesn't matter. So this
even said, as a matter of fact, having read the police report, that there was no damage to the vehicle. So this seems like a situation where they didn't even have to exchange insurance information, that they both could have probably went their separate ways.
They should have, because now that they didn't, look where they're at now, this situation could get kind of nasty. We always talk about it. You talk about a guy like Suggs. I mean, he's a public figure. Everyone knows who he is. He's got sponsorship deals. He's got investments. This could crush some of his business interests. So it goes way beyond just what happened at the Starbucks. I mean, this just can't happen for a guy like that. I am curious to see how this case proceeds. But maybe T. Suggs isn't too worried just looking at his mugshot alone. He seems pretty relaxed right there, but I would be.
Yeah, no, I would be too, especially because, like we said, Mojo, they've got this dash camera footage. Now, we do not know what it shows. It's part of the police evidence, state's evidence now. But it's entirely possible that you could actually see on camera Suggs pulling out this alleged gun. So we will wait and see what happens. We mentioned that statement. I think this is obviously very important. The court system will do its thing, and we'll find out if this, in the eyes of the law at least, this was warranted. But you see from the statement we're about to read that T. Suggs believes that he was in danger. He said, and this is a quote, "I was not looking for any trouble. When the man in the other vehicle escalated the situation, I feared for my safety, not knowing what his intentions were. Throughout the incident, I was the one who felt in danger while fearing I would be followed home and for the safety of my family nearby at my residence." Mojo, you know, I don't think being a great football player means that you can't be worried for your safety. But with that said, obviously the police believe that he broke the law and he is facing some very serious charges because of it. Women's college basketball has never seen anything like this. What happened during this tournament and the absolutely massive amount of viewers has just been astounding. So astounding, Mojo. The women outdrew the men's final. So the Iowa versus South Carolina game had 18.9 million viewers, whereas the UConn-Purdue game, the men's game, had 14.8 million viewers. I mean, two big ratings, but it is unheard of to think that the women actually had more viewers, because it has not ever happened, not even close, Mojo. I mean, you go back to 2019, the women had 3.7 million viewers. They had over 15 million more this time around. And obviously, so much of that has to do with the emergence of Caitlin Clark, who is an absolute superstar, Mojo. But she's not the only talented player. This game was littered with great hoopers, Mojo. And at the very top of that list is freshman guard Malaysia Fulwiley. She is the second leading scorer, Mojo, on the South Carolina team, the undefeated South Carolina team. We're lucky enough to actually spend a few minutes talking to Malaysia while she was at a local Raising Cane's restaurant. Love the chicken tenders. She was at a local restaurant, Mojo, and we asked her, hey, what was it like to be part of such a massive and historic sporting event?
It just means a lot just knowing that I'm here during this era of basketball, great basketball, you know, just playing in that game where all those people are watching. I just feel like blessed, you know. We came a long way. I mean, basketball, women's basketball came a long way. I'm just glad that it's finally getting the recognition that it deserves and everything is going up. It just means a lot being a women's basketball player on the team while this is happening. I mean, because it's a women's dream for this to happen. So I'm just excited for everybody to take a recognition, women's basketball, and excited where to see where it goes. Caitlin Clark, she was a great person. She did tremendous things for women's basketball, not only women's basketball, but college basketball, all of us women who play basketball. So, you know, her leaving is going to be a big impact on us, but she made us want to push harder. She inspired all of us, all the younger ones, all of us freshmen to see what it feels like to achieve all the goals that we dreamed of. So, you know, we're just trying to, like, pick up where she left off and just keep things going, because I know she'll be proud and everybody else who supports women's basketball will be proud.
Yeah, what a time to be a women's college basketball player, Mojo.
What a time for her. She walked on to the defending national champion team and became the second leading scorer as a freshman and propelled them to win again. That is mental, bro. Like, that is that cannot be understated. Think about that for a second. Huge. Just ridiculous. Look, the fact that the women crushed the guys in the rating, that's a surprise to no one just based off of how the end of the season went. I mean, we had some incredible storylines. I mean, look, Zach Edey versus the UConn basketball team, who also repeated. That was a cool storyline. But this has been the season of Caitlin Clark. That is who we have all talked about. She might be the most popular player in basketball, period, men or women, college or professional.
I don't even think I could argue right now, Mojo. I get LeBron's more famous. I get all that. But the hottest right now, it's Caitlin Clark. Yeah,
exactly. And that's a statement in itself. So you take her and you put her up against South Carolina, who has done what South Carolina has the past two seasons. I mean, that just equals rating. This was really cool. I mean, hopefully they can continue this trend. This did just so much good for the sport, not just for this season, but in seasons to come. I mean, this is what women's college basketball needed, and both these teams gave it to them.
When TMZ Sports returns, we're headed to downtown Los Angeles, where the Lakers have made good on their promise to fix a statue honoring one of their all-time greats. The details and the photos are next. Welcome back to TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. Mojo, do you remember the Kobe Bryant statue outside of Crypto.com Arena that had not one, not two, but like five spelling errors? Well, it has finally been fixed, Mojo. Yes. Now, of course, this was the statue that was to much fanfare unveiled. This was February 8th, Mojo. You had a star-studded, packed audience, a lot of people out there to show love and support to Kobe Bryant and to the Bryant family. Anyway, it was on March 10th, so a little bit over a month later, that fans realized that there were, again, these misspellings, like Von Wafer instead was Vom, V-O-M. You had Jose Calderon, his name spelled Calderson. The word decision was spelled wrong multiple times. So crazy, crazy stuff. Well, anyway, Mojo, it's finally been fixed. April 9th, so almost a month after it was discovered, the Lakers had a sculptor out there fixing this statue, and now all of the spelling errors are finally fixed. I still don't understand, Mojo, how something like this could have happened. It seems crazy to me. Nonetheless, spelling errors are gone.
Man, if I was Von Wafer, I'd still be upset. Yeah, they got my name right, but I needed them to chisel out the DNP did not play coach's decision. I just needed them to wipe that part out or remove me entirely. That is not what I want to see.
Devin Green's lucky, Mojo. Look, forever. Devin Green got 4 seconds. He's the luckiest guy on there because he didn't have a DNP. Anyway, I digress.
I mean, look, we knew this was going to get fixed eventually. Yeah. This gave us a good laugh. And, you know, a couple of months or a couple of days even, we're going to forget that this even happened in the first place. There was no way they could have left these spelling errors on. That would have been just too embarrassing to all. It's almost a negative at that point if you're trying to honor somebody and there's that many errors with it. I mean, I don't know. If this was a situation, given what goes into creating these things, if this was a situation where they weren't able to correct those errors, the question would have became, do we leave them or just get rid of the thing altogether?
Right.
I don't know what the lesser of two evils would have been. But either way, I'm glad they fixed it.
Yeah, Mojo, I am very curious how they fix something like this. It's not like you can just, you know, hit the delete button or you know, take your eraser to it. That's carved out of some sort of stone. So whatever, they know how to do it. I don't. It's all fixed. And in a way, I think, Mojo, it ends up adding some more legacy, more story to the statue. Obviously, you've had hundreds of thousands, if not millions of fans out there showing love to Kobe Bryant. And now everyone's name spelled right. I absolutely love videos of minor league baseball players being called up. You know, it's a long road to the big leagues, and a lot of minor league baseball, a lot of bus rides. But when the players are told, hey, you have finally made it, you're going up to the big club, these are awesome moments. And there is a guy by the name of Jackson Holliday. There he is right there. Jackson Holliday is 20 years old. He is also the top prospect, not just within the Orioles system, Mojo, the top prospect in all of baseball. He happens to sort of be baseball royalty, too, because you recognize that last name, Holliday. Yeah, his dad was Matt Holliday, of course, played 17 seasons in the big leagues, was a seven-time All-Star, was a World Series champion, batting champ. I mean, this guy, Matt Holliday, did everything, obviously spent a lot of his time with the Cardinals, the Yankees as well. He's Jackson Holliday, his son, had his moment. The skipper called him into the office, Mojo. This was at the Orioles AAA affiliate in Norfolk. Skipper called him into the office, didn't know what they were going to talk about, and then this happened.
Jack, what's up, bro? What's up?
First, I just want to commend you for how you've gone about your business down here, dude. Like, that's not easy to do. You kind of carry yourself with a chip on your shoulder, and I think these guys, they notice it, they feed off of it, all right? So keep doing what you're doing, all right? It's just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. Just a matter of time. But first, tonight, I want you to call your dad. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk to him, and I want you to thank him for all the times that he's allowed you to come into the clubhouse, mm-hmm. be on his pass list, you know, let you hit with the big boys. That's pretty special, and it plays into a lot of what you're about. The second thing I want you to tell him is that now it's time for him to ask permission to be on Jackson Holliday's pass list. So you're on the big list.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
That's all right. Awesome.
I'm fired up.
Well, I appreciate
I'm
it.
Fired up. You've been exceptional down here, brother. You're 20 years old.
I appreciate it.
You handle all this stuff, dude.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Call your dad.
I will. Very cool moment, Mojo.
Man, I love this. First of all, look how nervous he was. His hands were twitching nonstop. He didn't stop moving the entire time he was in there. Like he was waiting for something bad to happen almost. And for a young kid, you're on a hell of a ride, but you're still a kid at the end of the day. This can be taken away so quickly. So he probably had no idea what was coming. This is like when we see the college kids that are walk-ons earn their scholarship, somebody make it into the pros in any sport, getting drafted, whatever the situation might be. I mean, these are the moments that you'll never forget the rest of your life. I mean, this kid is fortunate enough to have it on tape. You know, I remember where I was and what I was doing when I had all of my big moments, my big call-ups. And unfortunately, I don't think any of them were televised, which kind of sucks. Or at least recorded, but really, really cool thing for his dad, Matt Holliday. This might be the best moment of his life. 17 years in the pros, crushed it. Nothing means more to you than your child, you know, accomplishing what you did, you know, achieving success. It's just better. This is awesome.
Look at that. There's Matt with Jackson when Jackson was just a little boy. And now dad's going to be watching from the stand. Awesome, awesome. All right, Mojo, before we go, I have to get your take on this video of Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz is like the prototypical rock star, loves leather pants, the mesh see-through tops, Mojo. But if you thought he just wore these things on the red carpet and while performing, no, you're wrong, because there is Lenny Kravitz in the gym, Mojo. He's got a mesh top on and leather pants in the gym. I mean, he looks damn strong to me too, Mojo. 59 years old, by the way. I mean, I'm pretty impressed by that, but the leather pants, that's gotta be a sweaty, a sticky situation, put it like that.
Are we convinced he's not performing right now? Or are you sure we're not filming for some upcoming show or movie? Like, nobody dresses like that to go to the gym. I don't care what city you're in. I don't know what I'm looking at. Interesting choice of workout, too, by the way. I don't think I ever see people doing that particular exercise.
You need to get with the program, Mojo.
I guess. And that program includes fashion choices, too, apparently, Babcock. I'm very perplexed right now. I don't know what's happening.
I also wonder, I mean, could those be fake weights? I don't know, Mojo. I've got so
many. Very possible fake weights, Babcock. And A lot of times when I'm traveling, I wear clothes to the gym that I can just throw in the trash afterwards, you know, revitalizing the wardrobe. Right. So maybe that's what he's doing here. At least I kind of hope so. He had that from back in the day, doesn't need it anymore. He's going to throw it right in the trash afterwards, and his suitcase will thank him for it later.
Just promise us if you try this, if you go to the gym with the leather pants on, that you will photograph it, that you will video it for us, Mojo, so we can talk about it here on the show. So we'll see. Stay tuned for that. We got to go now, Mojo. We got a big show tomorrow. Canelo Alvarez and Ryan Garcia. These are two guys, obviously. Canelo was a mentor to Ryan. Canelo's this superstar. Ryan is obviously becoming one of the most established boxers in the entire world, but going through a lot right now. Tomorrow we are going to be joined by Saul Alvarez. We're going to ask Canelo about Ryan Garcia. Is he concerned about the young star boxer? That's tomorrow with Canelo. A bunch of other stuff, Mojo. Gonna be a great show. I don't know if we're going to have any rock stars in leather pants, but we'll have a lot of big stuff, I promise.
Well, the reason, the fact that we're not going to have rock stars in leather pants, that alone will make tomorrow the best show since today.